This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. The beef industry is still pursuing market access overseas. We'll have more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
U.S. agricultural groups are looking for more trade agreements that mean market access overseas. Kent Backus, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said trade has been a bigger priority in past years.
When you go back to previous administrations from Bush and Clinton all the way up to the Obama administration, you had a lot of traditional trade agreements that would have the approval of Congress, and they were negotiated by the executive branch, and they helped open up a lot of export markets. Under Trump, you saw a lot of bilateral agreements emerge. You saw a lot of executive trade agreements that kind of didn't necessarily bypass Congress, but you were able to accomplish some similar results with a different path forward. With the Biden administration, they took the position for the first 2 years that they were going to step back in review, and now they've come forward. We've heard comments from Ambassador Tai that trade agreements are a 20th century policy, and that was basically saying they're old and outdated, and we need to shift the way that we engage. Sadly, in that transition, they have set aside market access, and I'll interpret the trade nerd speak there, and that is when we talk about market access, we're talking about tariff reductions, and we're talking about moving those tariff barriers for our products into other countries.
Backus said the cattle industry has faced its share of barriers to overseas access.
When you look at prior to the Korea Free Trade Agreement, we had a 40% markup on our products into Korea. In Japan, it was 38.5%. In Colombia, it was 80%. Because of trade agreements, we were able to remove those barriers, and now we have much more competitive access into those markets. Where the Biden administration has tried to shift is they want to have focus on trade frameworks, which they're not trade agreements, as they like to always clarify, but they focus on some technical aspects.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.